At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness as it relates to longevity. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on social, such as YouTube. We would greatly appreciate it if you share this podcast with someone that you love, so that way they can live a healthy, happy, and long life. Last week, we talked about inflammation. And we break down the inflammation that could be good for you if you're injured or experience a cut. And then we also break down what chronic inflammation does if you continue to experience inflammation. And that could lead to some diseases such as type 2 diabetes and other things. So if you are interested in that topic, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about six habits that neurologists swear by when it comes to having a healthy brain and really just that lifelong clarity that we're all aiming for. Neurologists, they are the brain experts, of course. So they're the ones who see what happens when things go wrong, whether it be memory loss, strokes, or cognitive decline. But what do they do to protect their brains? We're going to break it down for you and start jumping into those habits.
Yeah. So as we know, there's really no cure for Alzheimer's or dementia yet. So it's really important for us to make those changes to our lifestyle in order to keep our cognitive health as well. So what can we do? First, make time for movement. So physical activity definitely will help to promote that neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to adapt and form new connections. We want to aim for at least 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise. What kind of movements do you like to do?
Yeah, that's great. Definitely some weightlifting and walking.
Yeah, awesome. Challenging our brain. I would say Sudoku, I think I'm saying that right. And then crossword puzzles also help to challenge our mind. You could try learning a new language. I like to experiment with different recipes. Not all of them turn out the best tasting, but that's another way that you can challenge your mind. They also say to try to brush your teeth with like the opposite hand, or writing with the opposite hand. So instead of, like, you know, I'm right-handed, I would then brush my teeth with my left hand to challenge my brain. That helps to keep your brain working, and like it's a workout for your brain essentially. Prioritizing with proper nutrients, so making sure that we're eating healthy. Sticking with like that whole foods, specifically looking at your fruits and veggies that you're eating, whole grains and lean meat. So blueberries, leafy greens, olive oil, salmon, walnuts, those are really good for our brain. And then with everything that we talk about on our show, we don't want to stress about like being perfect all the time. So, you know, it is okay to eat a piece of cake or to go out to your favorite restaurant every once in a while as well. And then number four, we have prioritizing sleep. Did you want to talk about sleep at all?
Go ahead and jump into it.
All right. So we think of our brain as, you know, that smartphone. So we want to make sure that we are getting sleep. Brain our brains are getting recharged when we do get rest. So if we're consistently not getting enough sleep, we actually are increasing the risk for dementia by 30%. So we want to make sure, especially as we are getting older, so like if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, that you really prioritize your sleep. We wouldn't go all day without charging our cell phones, or maybe we would go a couple of days, but we don't want it to always like get down to zero. We wouldn't do that to our cell phones, so we shouldn't be doing that to our brains as well. So making sure that we get that sleep, it's very essential for our brains to stay young and to be sharp. Number five is spending time with our people. So making those connections with others, whether it's spend time with your significant other or family members. Having social connections obviously are a good soul food for the brain. And then it also helps with the back and forth between the two people, because now you're asking questions and you have to like think, what would my answer be to those questions? So yeah, keeps the brain's neurons going back and forth. And then all, as with everything that we talk about too, this is only advice that we're giving of things that have worked for ourselves and different professionals. Research that we have done that have shown that these techniques and strategies work, but always consult your doctor as well if you feel that something is off, or you're feeling like I'm not getting the sleep that I need, or my brain just feels, you know, different. Making sure that we are really taking that time to write down how we're feeling and then sharing that with our normal checkups that we get. And I know you're really good about going for like a yearly checkup. By myself, I'm not so good.
All right. Well, there you have it. I just want to finish off with a quote from Dr. Scott Graffin, a neurologist. Exercise is the only intervention we know that affects every domain of brain function, from memory to mood to attention. So start with a walk after dinner, start exercising, start strength training and lifting those weights, which can be important as well. So these habits aren't extreme, but they're incredibly powerful when practiced consistently. So make sure that you start implementing some of these habits into your life so that you can be superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.